This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Nepal Communist Party's secretariat meeting underway at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Chhat festival begins from today by worshipping sun. Two persons die of coronavirus infection in Rupandehi and Dang. And US announces plan to cut troop levels in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Nepal Communist Party's secretariat is underway at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. In his previous meeting, the secretariat had discussed the matters related to implementing the Standing Committee's decision, internal dispute emerged in the party, and ways out of the crisis surfaced due to coronavirus pandemic. The Chhat festival, observed as a common cultural symbol of Tarai people, is beginning from today. The festive fanfare has been seen in different parts including Rani Pokhari, Gauri Ghat, Kupandol of Kathmandu Valley as well. The festival is dedicated to the sun god with offerings made to the rising and setting sun. It is observed for 4 days from Kartik Shukla Chaturthi to Kartik Shukla Saptami as per the lunar calendar. The ritual of Chhat festival includes taking holy bath, fasting and worshipping the sun for a long time and offering prasad and curd to the rising and setting sun. This year's Chhat festival is going to be celebrated in Kathmandu Valley without a crowd due to coronavirus pandemic. Rajendra Singh, who has been leading the Chhat Puja Society for the past 10 years at Kamal Pokhari, said that the district administration office has given permission to fulfill the rituals of Chhat festival with the presence of 25 people only. However, people are not allowed to stay in these areas in the night this year as previously. Chairperson of Kathmandu Metropolitan City 1, Bharat Lal Shrestha, said that no special celebration program would be organized this year as physical distancing has to be maintained for the festival. Two people have died from coronavirus infection in Rupandehi and Bake. A 40-year-old man of Butwa sub-metropolis 7 died of coronavirus infection today while undergoing treatment at Butwal-based Corona Special Hospital in Rupandehi. A spokesperson of the hospital, Dr. Bishnu Gautam, said he was admitted to the hospital on 11th of November. Likewise, a 79-year-old man of Korahai sub-metropolis 17 died of coronavirus infection in Bake district today. An agreement has been signed between Radio Nepal and the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens to broadcast informative material from Radio Nepal. Under the Presidential Women's Upliftment Program under the Ministry, informative materials related to sexual violence, human trafficking, child rights, acid attack will be broadcast on Radio Nepal as per the agreement. The agreement was signed by the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, and Chief of Women Development Officer of the Presidential Women's Upliftment Coordination Unit, Anjun Dungana. The Lumbini area, the birthplace of Gautam Buddha, which has been closed for 8 months due to coronavirus pandemic, has been reopened for tourists from today. Even though the Lumbini area is open, access to Maya Devi temple has been restricted. But the Asoka pillar, Puskarini pond and garden premises will remain open. Member Secretary of the Lumbini Development Fund, Sanuraja Sakhi, informed that Lumbini, the birthplace of Buddha, has been opened by adopting health security majors. A passenger died and other 8 injured in a microbus accident that occurred in Bias Municipality 5, Manuhukot, this morning. Sunita Gurung, 28, of Pokhara Metropolis, Tallo Gagan Gowda, died when a microbus en route to Manuhukot from Pokhara fell down off the road. Chief of the District Traffic Police Office, Tanahu, Resham Rana Bhat, informed Sri breathed her last while receiving treatment at Damoli-based Ratnahari Hospital. The microbus fell down some 600 meters off the road. A motorcyclist died and the pillion rider sustained injuries when a tanker knocked them at the road along the east-west highway in Bardibas of Mahotari district today. The disease has been identified as Aslal Pariyar of Tinpatan Rural Municipality 1 in Sindhuli district. According to District Police Office Mahotari, identity of the pillion rider is yet to be ascertained. Deputy Superintendent of Police Prakash Bista said that the accident took place when the oil tanker heading towards west from east hit the motorcycle heading towards highway from a nearby petrol pump. The dead body has been sent to provincial hospital in Janakpur for post-mortem. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The Pentagon has announced United States President Donald Trump will sharply reduce the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan from 4,500 to 2,500 before he leaves office. The Pentagon also outlined a modest withdrawal of U.S. forces in Iraq that will reduce troop levels from 3,000 to 2,500. Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller said about 2,000 troops will be put out of Afghanistan by 15 January and 500 more would be come back from Iraq, leaving 2,500 in each country. Miller said the moves reflect Trump's policy to bring the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to a successful and responsible conclusion and to bring our brave service members home. The Russian Parliament's lower house, the Duma, has backed a bill granting Russian presidents and their families immunity from criminal prosecution after they leave office. It is among constitutional amendments approved in a referendum in July. Supporters of President Vladimir Putin dominate both houses of parliament. Putin's fourth term ends in 2024, but the amendments allow him to run for two more terms. Ethiopia's Prime Minister has said a military operation against rebel forces in the northern Tigray region is entering its final phase. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said a three-day deadline given for Tigray's forces to surrender had now expired. Hundreds of people have reportedly died in a nearly 2 weeks of clashes between the rebels and the federal army. At least 27,000 people have fled to Sudan. The United Nations has said a full-scale humanitarian crisis is unfolding. Fighting broke out on 4th November after Ethiopia's central government accused the Tigray People's Liberation Front, a political party which controls Tigray, of holding an illegal election and attacking a military base to steal weapons. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party's secretariat meeting underway at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Chhat festival begins from today by worshipping sun. Two persons die of coronavirus infection in Rupandahi and Dang. And U.S. announces plan to cut troop levels in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.